This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off 25 e-buses at Ekatanagar in Kevadia in Gujarat this evening. Later, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 1,140 crore rupees in the state. These projects aim to promote ecotourism, green mobility, modern infrastructure and the tribal development in the Ekatanagar region. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat today on a two-day visit. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will offer floral tribute to the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, at the Statue of Unity, marking his 150th birth anniversary as part of the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations. Following the events, Mr. Modi will interact with the officer trainees of the 100 Common Foundation course at the culmination of Aarambh 7.0. The External Affairs Ministry today said India continues to remain engaged with the US side on finalizing the trade deal. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both sides are continuing to hold discussions on the issue. He also said the Indian side is studying the implications of the recent US sanctions on Russian oil companies. He said New Delhi's decisions naturally take into account the evolving dynamics of the global market. Replying to a question on Pakistan-Afghanistan, the spokesperson pointed out that Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories.
Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. Pakistan seems to think that it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity. Its neighbors find it unacceptable. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Replying to another query, Mr. Jaiswal stressed that India stands ready to support Afghanistan in its sustainable water management, including on hydroelectric projects. He said there's a history of cooperation, including the Salma Dam in the Herat province. On Quad, Mr. Jaiswal said, Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interest in a number of areas. He emphasized that any leader summit is scheduled through diplomatic consultations among the four partners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is poised to become a major maritime hub, offering not only connectivity but value-added services, green shipping initiatives and industry-friendly policy frameworks. The Prime Minister said this while sharing his thoughts in a social media post on the country's emergence as the leading destination for investment in the maritime sector. Campaigning for the Bihar Assembly elections has intensified ahead of the first phase of polls. NDA and Mahagathbandhan are levelling charges against each other in making every possible effort to woo the voters. Addressing an election rally in Muzaffarpur, Bihar, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said NDA is committed to ensure ample opportunities in education, healthcare and irrigation sector for the people of Bihar. He said the government will take steps to stop migration from Bihar and create enough employment opportunities in the state.
Bihar ka gaurav aur badhana, Bihar ki mithi boli, Bihar ki sanskruti, इसे दुनिया के कोने-कोने में ले जाना, बिहार का विकास करना, एनडीए भाजपा की ये सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। आज विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए भी बिहार का विकसित होना बहुत जरूरी है।
Accusing opposition RJD and Congress of misrule in Bihar during their tenure, Mr. Modi alleged that corruption was rampant and the state witnessed no development in the regime. He also criticized the RJD and Congress for making adverse remarks on Chhat festival. He said people of Bihar will not tolerate this insult. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial face Tejaswi Yadav alleged that political parties exploit Bihar for votes and establish industries in Gujarat, keeping Bihar captive. He asked the people of Bihar to unite and prevent these parties from returning to power. Only the son of Bihar will run Bihar, not any outsider. And we appeal to all the people of Bihar, this is an opportunity to build Bihar. If these people come back, Bihar will go further back.
And
that is the end of this news bulletin.